Today is Holy Thursday. Now, the epistle for Holy Thursday is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Brethren, when you are come together into one place, it is not now to eat the Lord's Supper. For everyone taketh before his own supper to eat. And one indeed is hungry, and another is drunk. What? Have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and put them to shame that have not? What shall I say to you? Do I praise you? In this I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke and said, Take ye and eat. This is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye shall drink of it, for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Therefore are there many infirm and weak among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But whilst we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we be not condemned with this world. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 13th chapter. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when supper was done, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he came from God and goeth to God, he riseth from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, girded himself. After that he putteth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. Then, after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being set down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them unto the end. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One day, my dear friends, a certain man was thrown into prison. While there, he suffered so much from hunger, thirst, and cold that at last he was almost dead. Eventually, the king decided to visit this poor captive. The king wanted to find out how the prisoner bore his sufferings. So the king took off his crown and his royal robes and put on a disguise. Then he went to the prison and asked the poor man how he was. But the prisoner was in a dejected and despairing mood. He refused to answer the king's question, and instead turned sulkily towards the wall. The king tried again and again to make the man talk to him, but never received an answer. At last, the king gave up and returned to his palace. Then the jailer came to the man's cell and said, "Do you know who that was who was speaking to you? It was the king himself." The prisoner moaned and exclaimed, "The king? Oh, wretch that I am! If I had known that, I would have thrown myself at his feet and clasped his knees, and I would not have let him go until he had pardoned me. Alas, what a favorable opportunity of freeing myself I have lost." Now, my dear friends, we are like that prisoner. A king comes to us in disguise, but we do not appreciate him as we should. You see, our Lord has always loved us with a very great love. As St. John says in today's Gospel, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. In other words, our Lord knew that his time on earth was about to end. He knew that he must soon suffer, die, rise, and then ascend into heaven. He would soon be leaving us without his physical presence. The apostles would no longer be able to see and hear him, and future generations would never have the opportunity to see or to hear him. But because he loves us, he loves all of us, all men, and each one of us individually, he wanted to stay with us forever and unite himself even more closely to us. How could he solve this dilemma? Well, he solved it as only infinite wisdom and infinite love could. He instituted the Holy Eucharist. On the last night of his earthly life, Jesus Christ gave us many proofs of his love for us. He humbly washed the apostles' feet, telling them to love each other as he had loved them. He preached a magnificent discourse in which he urged his followers to love each other as he loved them, and to be united with him as the branches are united to the vine, so that they could produce spiritual fruit. And most importantly, on that last night of his life, he gave them himself as their spiritual food. He entered into their hearts in that first Holy Communion and united himself to their souls. But our Lord's delight is to be with the children of men. So he not only gave himself to the apostles, but he also gave them the power to perpetuate his gift for all men until the very end of time. Jesus Christ ordained them priests and thus gave them the divine power to consecrate bread and wine into his body and blood so that he could remain with us until the end of time, even though he would also ascend gloriously into heaven. You know, my dear friends, that it is a sign of special love when someone who is dying gives another person some gift from his deathbed. Whether that gift is some words of advice or just a small trinket, it takes on a special value and meaning because it came from that person who was about to leave his friend forever. Now, the Last Supper was our Lord's last chance to give us a keepsake of himself. So he took this opportunity to give us not just a memento, but his very self. Even with this inestimable gift, he was exceedingly loving with us. He could have ordained that the Blessed Sacrament would be available in only one place in the world, or only once in a person's lifetime. But no, he wanted this sacrament to be a constant reminder of his love. His love is constant and unfailing, so he makes himself available to us every day. And even if you must drive hours to visit him in the chapel, at least he is within driving distance and not on the other side of the world. Our Lord is here in this chapel. Jesus Christ stays in this tabernacle to help us in our difficulties, to console us in our afflictions, and to strengthen us in our temptations. That is the result of his immense love for us. But we must ask, how do men respond to these efforts of his love? Are we perhaps at times like that poor prisoner who was so absorbed in his own troubles that he refused to speak to the king who was in disguise? So many today treat our Lord with indifference, forgetting his benefits and making time for everything except for him. Worse yet, how many mock this gift of love by refusing to believe in it, or by profaning the sacrament by sacrilegious communions? Such horrifying crimes put our Lord through his passion. They crown him again with thorns and crucify him once again. The coldness, indifference, and base ingratitude of many men towards our Lord should touch our hearts. After all, the King of Heaven himself has disguised himself and come to visit us in the prison of this world, to comfort and to help us in our needs. And yet, so many ignore him or even mistreat him instead of thanking him. Let us then, my dear friends, make sure that we are not among those who so rudely insult our Lord. Let us make a return of love to our divine King by honoring him in the blessed sacrament of his love. In a short time, our King will be placed on the altar of repose, where we will commemorate the beginning of his passion in the Garden of Olives. Visit him there. Spend some time with him there to comfort him for all those who abandon him. And if it is impossible to visit the altar of repose, at least strive to make spiritual communions throughout the day. Simply take a moment to tell our Lord that you love him and that you want to receive him. Then thank him for all his many, many graces. Such a spiritual communion takes only a moment, but it will bring much comfort to our Lord and many graces to you as you make a return of love and gratitude to our divine Savior. Today, my dear friends, is the anniversary of the Last Supper and of the institution of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Let us make every effort we can to appreciate this gift of infinite love that was given to us as a last memorial of our divine Savior's earthly life. This sacrament is not just a memorial. It truly does contain God himself, present on earth to help us in all our necessities. And he is there because Jesus Christ, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.